Hello, guys. It's Ian from IanFernando.com, and I got a special person on the phone today. I've got Israel from Fat Man and Leash. How you doing today, Israel?
Hey, what's up? I'm doing good.
That's good. That's good. The reason why I have Israel on the phone is because I want to talk to you guys about a specific problem that I see on the internet a lot, especially for people that want to start their own websites. Usually when people want to start their website, they want to market their websites. They don't usually go to a specific niche that they enjoy, or they just go automatically into a money-making niche and they just give up because they're not seeing any results. Well, Israel here has a perfect example of a great blog called Fat Man Unleashed, which is all about diet and exercise. And Israel, can you go ahead and describe your blog a little bit?
Basically, it's a health blog. It just chronicles my weight loss journey, and that's about it. About health and weight loss. Simple.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Now, Israel basically went into the health and weight loss niche because you're actually into weight loss, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Now, if you look at his blog, he actually has pictures of himself just posted out there on the internet to let people see his weight loss gains. And is there any reason why you put yourself out there more openly than others?
Well, the whole point for the blog, it was never about making money.
Mm-hmm.
It was just about holding myself accountable and having people, you know, hold me accountable for getting the weight off. Because I've been struggling for many years trying to lose weight and get back into shape. And I figured that the only way to do it is to actually, you know, put myself out there and people see me and hopefully see me down the street and say, hey, aren't you that guy from that blog? And you haven't lost any weight. You're still fat. So it's kind of a way to force myself to lose the weight.
Okay, cool. That's great. Yeah. I like the blog, just the fact that I like some of the exercise that you put out there, and you probably, I'm a small guy, and I met Israel, and I actually did point him out at Affiliate Summit West at a party, and I was like, hey, that's that Fat Man Unleashed at his blog. So now, when Israel, I'm assuming Israel got into this because you enjoy exercising and you want to record all your weight loss, and I mean, you're in this niche not basically to make money, but you want to record all your aspects of what you're doing on with your exercise journey on losing weight, correct?
Yeah, you're 100% correct.
Okay, cool. Now, with Fat Man Unleashed, I mean, I noticed that it is more of a journal entry, and you put out your opinions on certain aspects, exercise, foods, and how people to help lose weight. Now, why did you choose that specific niche over maybe making money online? Is it just because you like exercising, or because you just looked at the internet, maybe I can profit off this specific niche?
One is because I love exercise, health, you know, weight loss. I love that whole thing. I've always been into it since like high school.
Mm-hmm.
The second reason is because I know how to make money online. I'm a marketer.
Okay.
But I know that making money online, the niche, it's so oversaturated.
Correct.
And you know, I just knew that I wouldn't be able to make any money, you know, making money online niche. Plus, I wasn't passionate about it. You know, I'm passionate about the health. Like I know all these guys that are huge bloggers, like John Chow, you know, Darren Rose. They're always saying, "Hey, do something that you're passionate about." Blah blah blah. And it's actually true for me, at least. Sometimes it sounds like bullcrap when they say it, you know, because they're making all this money.
Correct, yeah.
But I'm saying it, you know, and it's actually true because, yeah, I don't make a lot of money from blogging, but, you know, it pays some bills, you know, but I would still do it even if it didn't pay any bills just because I'm passionate about it.
Correct. So, you have to have that passion to do something or else you're not going to actually push yourself to do it more. No.
You're gonna give up once you see you're not making money. You're gonna give up.
Correct. It's just like exercise. If you're not passionate about exercising, about losing weight or trying to get bigger, you're not gonna get bigger or lose weight.
No. Yeah, you're not gonna like. I do a lot of reading, a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that goes into my whole healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing goes for any niche you get into. You know, you got to know what the hell you're doing. You got to read up, and you got to be passionate about it to spend the hours that it takes to read and learn to become better.
Correct. Now, for those people that actually just jump into internet marketing and not choosing a niche or not choosing anything that they're passionate about or that they care for, do you think their success rate would be lower than somebody that is passionate about, let's say, exercise or, you know, golfing, et cetera?
I think the success rate is going to be lower if they're not 100% dedicated or passionate about it. But it also has to do with their competency level. You know, do they know what they're doing? Can, like, I can go into any niche and make some money no matter what. I'm not going to make a lot of money in every niche, but I know I'll go into any niche I want and be able to make some kind of money. Do I want to do that? No. So it all depends on if, you know, do they know what they're doing? Their skills up to par. Yeah.
Now, when you say skills up to par, like, let's say like a brand-new beginner, like a noob. Hey, I just got out of high school. I don't want to go to college. I just want to make money online. Like, and they buy all these e-books, and then they get pissed off because, you know, they're not seeing any income. I mean, what advice do you have for those guys, for the newbie that, you know, that can't go into every niche, that, you know, maybe earn maybe a couple dollars, but all he wants to do is just try to see $5 a day?
I would tell them to read as much as they can. There's a lot of free information out there, you know, that pertains to marketing. You don't always have to pay for stuff. Sometimes you do. Like, I'm the kind of person that I know ebooks are full of a lot of fluff, and when you pay for things, usually it's a lot of fluff. But I can always extract some kind of knowledge from anything that I do. I always learn. You know, I can always take something away. There's a lot of people that can't do that. But always try to at least take something from it, you know? Like, there's this one guy I know that he's in real estate. He's in the real estate, you know, online business. And he used to be the guy that was a noob, and he paid thousands of dollars to go to some events and buy books and all that. And now he's the guy selling them and selling the events.
Wow.
So he was able to take all the information that he paid for and, you know, turn it around in his favor. So you got to be like that. You got to be resourceful, you know?
Yeah, correct, exactly. Now, I also noticed on Fat Man Unleashed and also from your business card that you have Health Ranker. And can you go into detail what Health Ranker is a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Health Ranker is basically, it's a social media website that's dedicated to everything that's health. Health news, weight loss news, anything health, that's what the website is about.
Okay. Now, is it just like a Dig or a Delicious? Now, when you say social media, like, is there people communicating with each other? Because I went to the site and it looks like a Dig clone.
Yeah, it's basically like Dig, like Mix, Propeller, you know, all those big social media voting and news websites.
Mm.
It is, but it's only about health.
Correct. Now, that brings us back to, you know, choosing a specific niche. Now, everybody starts off a lot of these social bookmarking sites in generalizing within the network, letting everybody just bookmark whatever they want. You specifically just chose health. Again, like, what is the purpose behind just choosing that specific niche and not going with the overall view? Wouldn't it be easier and maybe get more much more traffic if you were choosing a wider niche, a wider audience than just specific health?
Well, you're right and you're wrong. The reason I chose health again is because that's what I love. I love health.
Okay.
You know, I love reading about health. I love everything health. I didn't make it a general news website like Dig and like Mix because those guys already exist. You know, so why would I go, you know, I'm not gonna make it, you know, quote unquote make it, with a general social media website because there's so many of them already out there. I found it easier for me. One, I'm passionate about health, and two, there's just not, you know, any real social media voting news websites that are dedicated to health. The few that I found were like off, full of spam, you know, crappy looking, blah blah blah. So I was like, hey, you know, I think I can do something in this niche. Plus, I love health, and then you know, I got tired of Dig, you know, specifically, not giving health news any love. And, you know, being a health blogger, knowing a lot of health bloggers and stuff like that, I figured, hey, why not help the community that I'm in and make a website that's about health? So that's why I chose health.
Yeah, that's great. That's great that you said that you're helping your community. That's a perfect example of a great internet marketer and just a whole overall person, because you're not thinking about just yourself. It's also the overall, who can you help out? That's specifically why you have your blog also, I'm assuming, to also say, hey, I'm doing this. I lost, I think it's you just recently lost 44 pounds total, correct?
Yeah, there's more. I just haven't updated it. I should be updating it this week.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's about 40, 50.
Okay, cool, yeah. So basically you put up your stats up there and you're giving advice to other people. That's great that you're sharing information. Now, with sharing information, do you limit yourself to sharing information? I know specifically like affiliate marketers limit their way of how they teach or how they share their tactics. I mean, is it different with exercising and any niche?
Well, I think it is different because, you know, these genius marketer guys, they don't want to give out their secret sauce, you know?
Correct, correct.
You know, that's what helps them, that's what puts them above everyone else. For me, you know, I don't know everything about health, but what I do know is that I know that as much as I can give out and share, no matter what it is, it's going to help people. You know, they can give me feedback, you know, because not everything works for everyone.
Correct.
Yeah, I try to give as much as I can.
That's good, that's good. That's good that you're helping out your community and your bloggers and readers. Now, I want to touch base a little bit on maybe a little bit of income sources, if you don't mind. You don't have to go into greater detail about it, but with your blog and Health Ranker, what ways are you making money through those websites?
Well, for the blog, I have direct ad sales.
Okay.
And then I have affiliate offers up, you know. I review some affiliate programs. If I think, you know, like a diet weight loss program, I'll review it. And if I think it's good, I'll put my affiliate link. I have Yahoo Publisher Network.
Wow.
I have
cool, that's good.
Contera, I have the Contera ads.
Mm-hmm.
I have some Amazon stuff. And I have a whole bunch of things going on there. So that's the way I'm monetizing that. The Health Ranker website, I'm basically just selling through an ad network partnership, you know, ads on CPM.
Okay, that's great. That's great. Now, when you look at, your health campaigns or publisher, like, what helps you determine that, hey, this looks like a good thing to promote on my blog, and versus maybe something else that, you know, hey, this looks has a high payout, but I don't think people will actually purchase it. You know, like what differentiates a campaign more so that you want to choose and promote?
Basically, if I use it, or if I think I personally use it, I'll promote it. If it's something like something I don't like about the Yahoo Publisher Network and about Google AdSense when I had them, was that they have a whole bunch of, you know, lose weight in 2 days, lose 100 pounds in 10 days, those kind of, you know, I'm not really down for those just because it's probably really unhealthy.
Uh-huh.
So I try to block them out. You know, sometimes I can't.
Correct.
But, you know, if it's a product that I personally use in my everyday life, I'll promote it. If not, I won't.
Yeah, that makes sense because, you know, why promote something that you don't even use, you know?
Because the whole point is to, like, you know, connect with your readers and get them to trust you. Why would I give them something that's going to hurt them?
Exactly, correct. That's great. Perfect advice. Okay, well, that's all we have really for now. So, Israel, do you have anything you want to tell your readers or anybody outside on the Internet about health or about Internet marketing and how to be more passionate about this specific niche instead of just diving into a crowded, saturated niche?
Yeah, well, what I'm about to say has been said hundreds of times, has been written hundreds of times. It's basically take a day, sit down, think back your whole life, what you've always been passionate about. Has it been coloring books? Has it been, you know, electronics? Are you a techie geek, a guy that likes playing video games?
Like that.
Whatever it is, just go ahead and do that. And, you know, of course you're going to start online marketing and trying to have a website to make money in the long run. But think about it.
Basically just happens naturally, I guess, right?
It'll just happen. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint, you know?
Mm-hmm, correct.
So do it like that, man. Just take your time. Make sure you're going to dedicate 6 months to a year, you know, before you see any income. Go in with that, you know, that mindset, and you'll be better off.
Okay, good. Well, before we add, I actually want to comment on that one sentence you said about 6 months to a year. Now, is that average? Or because this, you know, there's a lot of fluff out there about, hey, earn money overnight. You'll earn six figures in 2 weeks, et cetera. Like, is that reality? Or is that reality 6 months to a year?
Well, it depends on your budget. Like me, I don't spend any money advertising anything. All my stuff is natural or, you know, just participation and networking. If you have an advertising budget, you can make money in a day, you know, if you know how to do the right things. But, you know, if you're going to do things for the long run, you know, look for a few months before you start seeing any kind of traffic, any kind of income. You know, it could be a month. It could be a day. You know, it all depends on your skills, your budget, your dedication, and who you know and what you know. So
That is right. Cool. So basically you have to do a lot of dedication, commitment, and basically be passionate about it. Okay, guys. Well, this is do you have any other last comments, Israel?
Hey, man, thanks for the opportunity, and I hope you guys do good out there.
Okay, good. Thanks. This is Israel from Fat Man Unleashed and Health Franker, and it's Ian from IanFernando.com. I want to thank you all for listening in, and thanks, guys.